This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge. I am Brad Brown. It is Tuesday as I record this. Thank you so much for joining me today. And today we're going to be touching base with a fellow South African, Andre Peel, to find out a little bit about his Ironman nutrition strategy and some of the things that he's done to improve his nutrition over time throughout his triathlon and Ironman career. Before we get into our chat with Andre, though, this episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by S Fuels Ultra Endurance Drink Mix. You may recall towards the end of last year, we were part of the global launch of S Fuels bars for low-carb, high-fat fueling. Well, the team from S Fuels have raised the bar once again, and they're giving you the opportunity to hydrate and fuel your muscles without drinks, sugary drinks and gels, without the sugar swings, without sugar gut issues, and without sugar inflammation. S-Fuels Ultra Drink Mix comes in three flavors: coconut lime, strawberry lemonade, and pomegranate acai, and it hydrates, fuels, and supports the gut and muscles in ultra-endurance training and racing. If you'd like to find out more about S-Fuels Ultra Endurance Drink Mix, they're giving you the chance to try them out absolutely risk-free. All you need to do is buy yourself some S-Fuels Ultra Endurance Drink Mix. They'll pay for the shipping, plus they'll offer you a money-back guarantee. So if you try it out and you're not convinced, all you need to do is return it and they'll give you your money back. You've got absolutely nothing to lose, okay? If you'd like to find out more, head over to thekonaedge.com/S-Fuels. That's S-F-U-E-L-S. You can click through from the link in your favorite podcast player below this podcast as well. It's as simple as that. Or alternatively, you can text the word S-Fuels, that's S-F-U-E-L-S, to 44222, and I'll send you the details straight back. Coming up next, we'll chat to Andre. It's time for our Coach's Corner. Are you new to triathlon and unsure where to start? Or even put off by the cost, information, and all the different levels of tiered coaching services? Well, Sense Fitness is too. And Sense Fitness is for age groupers led by age groupers. Sense Fitness coaches are certified through USAT and Precision Nutrition to help you perform your best physically and mentally throughout training and on race day. No matter where you live, if you have big triathlon goals, they'll be able to help you accomplish them. They know the costs associated with triathlon can be steep, and that's why they offer affordable pricing starting at just $120 per month. You won't find this level of customer service, customized training plans, and expert nutrition coaching specific to your goals for one affordable price anywhere else. Visit SenseFitness.com to learn more. That's S-E-N-S Fitness.com. Sense Fitness, strength, endurance, nutrition, solutions for life. If you'd like to be featured in the Coach's Corner, simply head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. And if you'd like to find out more about Sense Fitness, you can click straight through from that page as well. That's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Let's chat some nutrition here on the podcast today, and we head back to catch up with a returning guest, Andre Peel. Andre, welcome onto the podcast once again. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Brad. Oh, it's great to be back.
Andre, it's funny. I often get to this point in chatting to age groupers, and we haven't spoken about nutrition at all, and it's pretty much the case again today. Your nutrition, sort of the role it plays in your performance and that, you rate it fairly highly as well. A lot of people say it's the fourth discipline. You agree?
Brad, this was probably the part of the interview I was least wanting to or get to, because, when it comes to nutrition, it's certainly not the fourth discipline for me. I personally love food. The amount of effort you put in, when I'm training between 15 to 20 hours a week, my view is you actually can't eat enough. I try and, when I go out to a restaurant, keep it, I say, healthy in inverted commas. I'm certainly not going to steer away from eating a hamburger and chips, or dessert for me is the best thing in the world. and sweets and chocolates and stuff like that. So, you know, could I improve my performances if I ate better? You know, people have said that to me in the past, but again, this is not my life. I do this sport because I just absolutely love it. I enjoy being a part of it. You know, to now sacrifice another pleasure of my life, which is food, yeah, I'm not too sure it's worth it. And I don't know if that's what all the other triathletes out there want to hear, but that's my view.
And it's quite funny you say that. If you were paying your bills through triathlon, I'm sure you would talk differently, but you work in the food services and that's what pays your bills, so you've got to eat.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, it is weird. I mean, I work in the fast food industry and have for over 10 years, and people say, you know, like, oh, but you're involved in sport and you work for a fast food company. And okay, I mean, you know, for us or for someone like me, that's work. And then I have my life outside of work, which is my family and triathlon. So, you know, the fact that my career was built at a fast food place, so be it. I enjoy my work. But yeah, I mean, eating, you know what, to me, it's another one of those sacrifices we talked about in one of the earlier interviews, you know, my wife and children. For me to come home now and have separate meals to them, I just think is unfair. You know, you need to, you know, pick your battles. If you're going to spend hours training and your wife and kids are not going to see you, well, that's fine. But then don't make the meal times unpleasant because, you know, you can't eat the same stuff, or, you know, your wife has to cook a separate meal, or you're going to cook in a separate, you know, stove plate to the rest of the family. It just adds to the complexity, I think.
But in saying that, Andre, it's all about balance and moderation. I mean, you can. It's not that you live on hamburgers and fries. Let's call a spade here. But you're not going to deny yourself things just because you're training for an Ironman.
No, absolutely, and I think you're spot on there. It is about balance. You know, yes, try and put in the healthy meals, and it's certainly when I'm training hard. I mean, you know, when I'm doing those big sessions, I always follow it up with a good, healthy fruit and protein kind of shake. You know, I did 3 months before Kona, I did give up alcohol. So I didn't, it's not that, again, you know, the odd beer or whatever it is that you decide to drink is necessarily going to have this massive impact. But, you know, you have 3 or 4 beers and the session first thing at 5 o'clock the next morning doesn't go quite as well. You know, and that's, again, it's about discipline. Those are the sacrifices one then needs to make. I mean, I enjoy the odd, you know, bit of beer or, you know, at a party. But, yeah, I just made the conscious decision 3 months before, no more, put in all those sessions. But, yeah, then when it's time to party afterwards, then I had a few.
Yeah, sometimes you have to hang out on the dark side.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about race day itself and nutrition. Obviously, that's important, and it is something that you focus on as well. Talk to me about your race day nutrition strategy. How do you approach an Ironman from a nutrition point of view?
Yeah, but look, I don't think much different to, you know, a lot of the stuff the listeners would maybe read as to, you know, the advice that pros give, etc. I mean, I think the days leading up to it are quite important, especially, you know, if you're in a place with extreme weather conditions, as obviously Kona is. It's about ensuring you stay hydrated. It's about, you know, ensuring you kind of balance of protein and carbs, and that is correct. And then on race day itself, you know, again, you need a bit of time to digest your food. So, I mean, I tend to wake up around sort of 3, half past 3, and have a meal that's high in carbs, you know, like oats. In fact, we have a cereal here in South Africa called Future Life. I actually took that with me to Kona because it's just what I've got used to racing on. I mean, there's another important point. Don't try new things, which is, I think, advice many people give. Yeah, and then, you know, on the morning as you're kind of getting your bike ready and just have a couple of sips of your favorite sports drink or whatever, certainly just as before you get into the water, I always just make sure I have the last sip of water and then some form of goo or energy gel with a fair amount of caffeine. It just, to me, gives me that little bit of a kickstart. I used to have this habit where I had a Red Bull standing, you know, waiting for the race to start. Not too sure how advisable that is. Daniel Unger, the guy that I mentioned earlier, ITU world champion 2008, I think he was sponsored by Red Bull, and I think that's how I kind of got into the habit. But yeah, I stopped doing that and replaced that with a with an energy gel that's high in caffeine. And then as you get out the water, obviously straight onto the bike, just make sure, you know, you're drinking something pretty shortly after the swim, particularly if it's seawater. You know, you tend to swallow a bit of seawater, and obviously the salt, it's not great in your mouth. And, you know, obviously you don't want to dehydrate because of the salt. You did swallow quite a lot. And then, yeah, the strategy on the bike, I mean, Ironman's a long way. You must remember that in a normal day, if you weren't spending 5-6 hours on the bike, you'd be eating and drinking, you know, whether you're sitting in an office or at home. So you just got to make sure the body is fueled for that. And then the more extreme the conditions, the more you need to fuel. You know, I like to mix it up, the energy gels. You know, if you consume as much as the packaging says, to me, it actually becomes too much on the bike. So what I try and do is, you know, put things like more solid energy bars or nuts and seeds or raisins, things like that that are more natural sugars, you know, that also don't give you that very quick spike. They last a bit longer. So I really enjoy kind of mixing that up. Yeah, and then obviously stay hydrated. I mean, it's probably a mistake I made in Kona, going up Harvey Hill. And then all the way down is, you know, although it's downhill, you're not working as hard. And that heat, I got to the bottom and suddenly realized I hadn't drunk the whole way down. So it's important. One needs to, you know, somehow remind oneself, because one can get lost in the occasion. And then, you know, to me, the run is a matter of, you know, if you've been well, kept your nutrition going on the bike, especially some solids, because it's difficult to eat solids while you're running, then you should be okay on the run. Obviously, keep maintaining the fluids and some form of electrolytes and carbs through the things like gels. And if there's stuff to offer at the tables, you know, make use of it. The organizers generally around the world are not going to put something on those tables that will harm you. So, you know, make use of what's on the table.
Absolutely. Andre, it's been great catching up. Thank you so much for your time here on the Kona Edge today. Much appreciated. And we look forward to following your progress. Fingers crossed you get that running injury sorted out and you get that spot for 70.3 Worlds in Port Elizabeth later this year. Good luck.
Thanks very much, Ben. Thanks for the opportunity to be represented on the Kona Edge. And good luck.
And that's it for this edition of the Kona Edge. Thank you very much to Andre for sharing his story with us here on the podcast today. And thank you too to the sponsor of this edition of the Kona Edge. It was brought to you by S Fuels Ultra Endurance Drink Mix in coconut, lime, strawberry lemonade and pomegranate acai flavors. S Fuels Ultra Endurance hydrates, fuels and supports the gut and muscles in ultra endurance training and racing. Click on the link below this podcast to find out more and try it out absolutely risk-free. Free shipping plus a money-back guarantee. Or alternatively, you can just head over to thekonaedge.com/S Fuels. That's S-F-U-E-L-S, and that'll direct you straight through where you can check it out for yourself. Until tomorrow, from myself, Brad Brown, you have yourself a great one. We'll chat then. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.